If I were in the shoes of where I think most of the people are who are listening to this, the other thing I would add is that I've gotten to where I am really not being all that, you know, we never really talked about the stuff like consistency and procrastination and perfectionism and all that kind of stuff, but I suffer from a lot of those things. And so consistency is not my saving grace at all. And the way I've been able to get to where I am is because I've done a lot less than most, but I've done those things really well. And those few things that I did well was enough. And so instead of writing a blog post every day, like I've done that before, and I did it for like a month and a half and we got lots of traffic, but then I just didn't want to write anymore every day. So that stopped. And, but when I write when Billy Mays died and I wrote a blog post that when you print it out, it's 28 pages, we got so much traffic from that and it stayed for a considerable amount of time. And so I would just recommend that people like make time for greatness. I'm not saying don't be consistent or anything like that. If you can be consistent, that's even better, but make time for doing something great and then try to get that great thing in as many places as possible. But the same message, like, you know, and then you'll stand out and then you'll like people will see it and they'll want more. And the other point of that is that that creates like a trail back to you. So, you know, nowadays, maybe twice a month. So I guess I was lying when I said I don't do anything for my business because I don't really consider this part of the business, but it is. About 2-3, sometimes 4 times a month, I do a one-on-one consult, like, you know, full day, people fly down here. And we do some other high-end programs too, but and people pay anywhere from $15,000 to $25,000 for that for the day. And I could never sell that, right? Like you can't outbound that. You can't, you know, I'm sure people are like, why, most of the people listening are like, why would someone spend $25,000 to spend a day with you, right? And that seems insane. But I mean, I can help a lot of companies make a lot more than that, so that's why. But I can't sell it. People have to be sold on it. And they have to sell themselves on it. And the reason people have sold themselves on it is because they've been exposed to some of those great pieces, those few great pieces that I've done that have made them think and come to the conclusion that this is the guy.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen from, you know, spending a half an hour writing a blog post and putting it out. I'm not saying that that's not important. I'm just saying that every once in a while, put something out that is amazing, that you believe that, yeah, that could rise above the clutter.
I think Tim Ferriss is a great example of that. He doesn't write every day, but when he does put something out there, it's epic and researched and really interesting. So, and he's built a massive blog from one post a month. So,
yeah. And for him, like he came up with the concept of like lifestyle design, you know, the idea, and you know, it's like it just back to the counterintuitive part, because there's another element there too. Like while the 4-hour work week was, you know, the number one bestseller and everybody was talking about it, I had someone on a coaching call, like, you know, the group coaching call, who was trying to sell outsourcing, and he had an outsourcing course and he couldn't sell it. And he said people, you know, and he bought AdWords on outsourcing and he tried all these things and he was telling me nobody's interested in outsourcing. And I'm like, I don't want to say the guy's name because I don't want to embarrass him, but I'll be like, you don't get it. Tim Ferriss is selling outsourcing, but he's marketing. That's what marketing is. Marketing is focusing in on the most desirable benefit of the product and talking about that. So, you know, the 4-hour work week was primarily about outsourcing and everybody, like it was the number one book, right? And it was for a long time. Mm-hmm. That's what marketing is all about. You know, marketing is not, I have an outsourcing course and so now I'm going to bid on outsourcing ads and that's trying to sell. Marketing is trying to whip up demand. And Tim Ferriss did it by attaching outsourcing to, you know, not working very much and being able to design your own life and not waiting till retirement to enjoy your life. And that's just something for people to pause and reflect on. Like, have you done that? Have you really figured out what you're really selling at the end of the day that's desirable?
Which is like your message, like you talked about before. It's almost like if you're putting the pieces of the puzzle here, Rich, that you're talking about, I can almost see it like you're having a core message that you're using, not everyday content, but once a month or once a year, even with the launch content you use to distribute that message in a really benefit marketing focused way. So it's not just the features, it's lifestyle design with Tim or sure. with you, it's probably been more get out of the way of your own business and, you know, reduce right. your stress.
It's primarily talking to people who've been marketing focused that you're trying, what you're really trying to do is build a business and you know nothing about business, and that's a problem.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, that's the easy way to say it, you know.
Yeah. But, so that's like the message. Hit with big content now and then, have a platform, a funnel behind it, so that when you do have people come to you, there is a mechanism to sell them on what you have. Mm-hmm. And of course, if they really become hyper responsive and they start buying these $25,000 days with you,
right,
and that's not planned, it's just because they've had these touch points with you or they've been blown away, and
right.
you have a good formula for a business that's somewhat sustainable. Like you're saying, it's not forever, but it's certainly, mm-hmm. you know, 5-10 years sustainable, certainly lifestyle yeah. You could change your life for on a permanent basis, because if you make 5 or 10 million,
yeah, I don't need to work anymore. That's not really
right.
Really
so you're choosing how to spend your time, and that yeah. that is, I guess, in a big, you know, macro level, the platform that you represent in a lot of ways. So what you're talking about here, and almost like your journey has been to get to that point as well, because you had flaws in each of the different businesses that you were working in that you didn't like to reach what you right. have now.